Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
And on a phone line right now, let's just start our introduction to you of this town and some of the people and places. Guy Butchafaro is on a phone line, the owner and operator of the McDonald's there. Hey, Guy, it's John Williams. How are you?
Hey, John. Good to be on with you again.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Pete said, we've had this guy on before. Why did we talk to you last time, Guy? The same thing?
Yeah, I think similar. I think we're up in, where were we at? Woodstock, Illinois.
Oh, you got hometown. So your family owns a bunch of McDonald's, do you?
We do. Yeah, the Ottawa one is actually my dad's, and it's where I kind of officially got my start as an operator with McDonald's, and I partnered with him back in 2003 before coming up to the Northern Illinois market on my own.
Is there a difference between a McDonald's in Woodstock and one in Ottawa?
They're both great communities. Those are two of our favorite restaurants because they're two of our busiest, to be honest.
No kidding. The one in Ottawa, is that off I-80? Is that off the highway?
A couple miles off I-80. It's just right outside of downtown on the busiest intersection in LaSalle County. So it's a great little spot.
It is. And I think that's one of the things we'll be talking a lot about Ottawa today. We are featuring them, but it's the middle of everywhere, as this town slogan goes, because you're just south of DeKalb. You're just north of Peoria, about an hour either way. I can make it on a good day, 90 minutes from this radio station to my door in Ottawa. And then you're not too far from, say, the towns and the Iowa border. So it's the middle of these metropolitan areas. But it's far enough away from them that it needs to be, I think, thriving on its own. I think that's why the businesses prosper in Ottawa, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. It's a perfect spot. I mean, it really, I was fortunate to be able to live there and finish up high school there. And like you said, the location's ideal to get, anywhere in the state and even cities and, up into Madison even. It's 80 and 39 right there. It's actually perfect. You got the Fox River, the Illinois River that meet up. It's great.
You're a graduate of the high school there?
Yeah, I graduated from Marquette High School down there.
Okay, that's the parochial school just down the road from the Pirates, the public school there. There's a lot of interesting graduates in the news from those schools. There's a best-selling author who comes in and out of town once in a while, writes about dinosaurs in ancient times. And in the movie Oppenheimer, one of the scientists at the table when they're playing cards before the bomb goes off is an Ottawa graduate who is a nuclear scientist, and they wanted to have real people in the movie. So one of the kids in the film is an Ottawa grad who's a scientist and on this nuclear movie. And then there's the likes of you.
Yeah, not quite at that level. That's pretty interesting. That's cool. That's very cool.
So
it's a great little town. There's really wonderful people and a lot of great memories, and I it's almost like a little hidden gem where you feel like you're on vacation there with all the outdoor and nature and things to do with Buffalo Rock and Starve Rock and, the rivers and boating community that's out there. It's a great little town.
Yeah, I think people have heard about Starve Rock and they go, yeah, it's out there. I don't know. I'm busy. Take a little time and head out there because it's so relaxing when you're there. It's got the things you want and need, good brew pub, good restaurants, good fast food restaurant like yours, but great river, trails, hiking. It really is all of that. How's the revenue at McDonald's? I see that nationwide it's up, isn't it?
Yeah, I think like everything, we're seeing a lot of inflationary increases where, because prices are being driven up, we're seeing revenues up. Overall, the business is strong. We're in a solid place. I think globally, we just released earnings and everything looked really solid at the global level, stock level. I know as restaurant operators, we're, always looking to make more, but we're things may not be as great as we would always want them to be, but they're better than what we're hearing most others in the industry are dealing with. So we're happy to be where we're at right now.
Do you, what's the number one selling sandwich? Do you know? Is it the Big Mac? Is it a chicken sandwich? What's the big seller right now?
I know chicken is huge. We're selling a ton right now, these cheesy jalapeno bacon quarter pounders. And it's the longest thing in the world to order, and for our crew to say, but it's with this having the jalapeno in there right now, and these things, they're selling like crazy, and it's a great sandwich.
That's almost cheating, Guy. I mean, cheesy jalapeno bacon hamburger. Well, of course you're going to sell a lot of those. Those are all of our favorite words. That's almost unfair. By the way, this in the Tribune, is this today, Pete? McDonald's is grinning thanks to Grimace after a marketing campaign to celebrate the birthday of its big purple mascot went viral and contributed to surprisingly strong second quarter sales. Do you have any comment on that?
It was a blast. I mean, so the official campaign was, you know, I thought it was brilliant. It was great. And to bring back the nostalgia of Grimace and really celebrate and kind of officially celebrate his birthday out of nowhere, it was a lot of fun for us. And what was so cool is that our customers had so much fun with it, too. Now, you know, it was an odd way to have fun with this, but that definitely resonated with the youth. And our, I mean, we absolutely loved it. Our shake sales were through the roof. And they're always good at this time in the summer, but I mean they were exponentially higher than they normally are. So we're pretty pleased with it.
When somebody else does the marketing for you, TikTok videos popped up. One showed a teenager drinking one in his car and then disappearing into a milkshake explosion. That video garnered more than 5 million likes. And the only way to do that was to go to McDonald's, maybe in Ottawa. So, Guy, it's nice to talk to you again. I guess I'll talk to you another day, but thanks for giving us some of your time.
Hey, I hope so. Appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon.